Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into the change.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Gwendolyn. I'm calling from Maryland, and I'm just calling for prayer.
Any specific needs?
No, just for strength, please.
Let's grant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for Gwendolyn on tonight. God, touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, strengthen her from the inside out, Lord God. You release your strength up on her tonight, Lord God. You said that when we are weak, you are made strong, Lord God, and you said that your grace is sufficient for us, God. Show her your grace and show her your mercy, God, and strengthen her in every part of her life and everything that she has to go through, God. Walk with her, be with her, God, and talk with her, Lord, and give her divine revelations on everything that she's facing, Lord God, so that she can be strong and that she can face it like a woman of God that she is, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling Prolific Fire. Love you.
Love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to continue with the song, and then we're going to go into the word. Thank you all for being a part of Prolific Fire on tonight. I am your host, Prophetess Stacy.
Falling in love all over
It is word time. Yes, there is a word from the Lord. Thank you all once again for joining me on tonight. I pray that you will be blessed by the word. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for every listener, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let everybody get what they need from this word, Lord God. Meet everybody at the point of their needs, Lord God, and bless them like only you can do. Set me down, Lord God, and you stand up and you speak through me on tonight. In the name of your precious son, Jesus, amen. The message for tonight is entitled, Solo is Not the Way of the Master. Solo is defined as a thing done by one person unaccompanied. Solo is not the way of the master. You were not designed to do life alone. You were not designed to do life alone. Genesis 2:18 in the NIV says, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. Ecclesiastes 4:10. If one falls down, his friend can help him up, but pity the man who falls. Pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Psalms 68:6 in the NIV, God says the lonely in families. Side note, this is a good scripture to remember if you are looking to adopt, you are adopted, or you are waiting to be adopted. Again, that's Psalm 68:6 in the NIV. God says the lonely in families. Whether it's giving birth, a relationship, a friend, a business deal, etc., to produce something that will be effective requires another person. To produce something that will be effective requires another person. Even your problems require assistance. You can't handle everything that comes your way alone. It's simply too much. Jesus didn't handle one of the hardest times of his life alone. Yeah, that's what I said. Jesus didn't handle one of the hardest times of his life alone. Which brings me to our foundational text for tonight. This is what happened along the way when Jesus was being led to his crucifixion. It's Mark 15:21-24. And I'm going to read from the Message Bible tonight. It says, verse 21, there was a man walking by, coming from work, Simon from Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They made him carry Jesus' cross. 22-24, the soldiers brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him a mild painkiller mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it, and they nailed him to the cross. They divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them. Prolific 5 points for your life. Believe it or not, someone else knows your pain. They are just as frustrated as you are right now. They are carrying the same burden. Believe it or not, someone else knows your pain. See, the devil wants you to think that you're in that thing by yourself, that nobody else is going through what you're going through. But I want you to know tonight that somebody else knows your pain. They're just as frustrated as you are right now. They are carrying the same burden. People are drafted into your life on assignment, if only for a passing moment. Simon was drafted into Jesus' life for a passing moment. But it was a moment that made history and changed Simon, I'm sure. There's no way you can be that close to Jesus and remain the same. Listen closely to this. God says in your weariest state, situations will be thrown at you to break your compassion. Simon was drafted into Jesus' story and forced to carry Jesus' cross, not to test his strength, but to try to break the compassion of a weary Savior. That's why the Bible warns, do not grow weary in well-doing. In due season you will reap a harvest if you faint not. Galatians 6:9. Whatever you do, do not faint. Not in this season. What the enemy inflicts as punishment will be used to relieve you. I feel like somebody needs that. what the enemy inflicts as punishment will be used to relieve you. Even in the midst of your greatest pain, what you have is worth something to somebody. That's my favorite point for tonight, so let me read it again. Even in the midst of your greatest pain, what you have is worth something to somebody. They nailed Jesus to the cross, and in the midst of his greatest pain, they divided up his clothes and threw dice to see who would get them. Even in the midst of your greatest pain, what you have is worth something to somebody. Pain does not disqualify you, but it actually qualifies you for the journey. A word for somebody: you are working a 9-to-5, parenting your children, the pressure is great, still Jesus is there. Mother, father, hear me. You are working a 9-to-5 job, parenting your children, the pressure is great, still Jesus is there. Simon had just got out of work, had 2 children to parent, Alexander and Rufus, when the pressure of Jesus' cross was forced upon him. But nowhere in Scripture does it say, after the cross was forced upon Simon, Jesus walked away and left him. Jesus was still there. Jesus was still there, and he's there with you now. You are not alone. Solo is not the way of the master. Somebody's life will get rudely interrupted, and make sure you get the assistance you need. You are not alone. Somebody's life will get rudely interrupted, and make sure you get the assistance you need. You are not alone. Simon was going about his normal day, his daily routine, when he was rudely interrupted and forced to become a part of Jesus' story. Listen close to this, because this is so true of people and their behavior. People will always offer you something to deter you from the will of God. Don't take it. The soldiers brought Jesus to Golgotha, meaning Skull Hill. They offered him a mild painkiller, wine mixed with myrrh, but he wouldn't take it. Don't take it. People will always offer you something to deter you from the will of God. Don't take it. The pain will get you where you're going. There's a short revelation, but it's powerful. The pain will get you where you're going. But, love, it doesn't make sense for you to carry that amount of weight alone. Shift the load. Jesus didn't do it alone, so why should you have to? What one person gets forced to do may just be what you need them to do. Don't give up on the outcome. You will not be able to do it alone. It takes people to push you into your destiny. It takes people to push you into your destiny. The soldiers, plural, more than one, brought Jesus to Golgotha because Golgotha was a part of his destiny. And it took more than one soldier. It was plural. You will not be able to do it alone. It takes people to push you into your destiny. Alone, you can chase 1,000. That's the power of one person. But 2 can chase 10,000. You need that other person to do greater damage to the enemy's kingdom. Deuteronomy 32:30. 2 can be proud of the work they have accomplished. To see great accomplishments, it takes teamwork. Somebody has to be in it with you. Solo is not the way of the master. Ecclesiastes 4:9, 2 are better than 1 because they have a good return on their work. A word for somebody: if you really don't have anybody who would be there for you, don't worry about it. God says, when your father and your mother forsake you, abandon you, I will take you in. I will hold you close. That's Psalms 27:10, Amplified in New Living Translation. You may not have the family structure, the family support you desire, but you do have God. Solo is not the way of the master. Let me read that once more for somebody. If you really don't have anyone to be there for you, don't worry. God says, when your father and mother forsake you, abandon you, I will take you in. I will hold you close. You may not have the family structure, family support you desire, but you do have God. solo is not the way of the master, and with God all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. That concludes the word of the Lord for tonight. After this song, I will come back and introduce you to my hero, if you don't know him. And by the way, Hero is the name of this song, and it's by Catherine Mullins. Also, the first song, the intro song that I played was Chambers by Catherine Mullins. After that, it was All Over Again by Catherine Mullins. Here is Hero.
I believe it.
As I promised, I feel like somebody needs to be introduced to my hero. So if you don't know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, let me introduce you to him. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18 in the New Century Version, the Lord says, come, let us talk about these things. Though your sins are like scarlet, they can be as white as snow. I don't care what you've done. Jesus wants you to come to him and discuss what you're going through. And he can change your life. Just look up to him and say, Father God, I know that I'm wrong. I know that I'm a sinner. And I believe that you are who you say you are. And I need a Savior. I ask that you come into my life on tonight and help me to do better in the name of Jesus. It's just that simple. He just wants you to surrender to him and let him be your hero. I pray on tonight that he would come into somebody's situation and rescue them and change them. On tonight, Father God, let somebody know that they are not alone in their situation, that solo is not the way of the master. Be with them and help them through in the name of Jesus. Once again, I thank each and every one of you for joining me on tonight. I pray that you are blessed. In the meantime, if you need me, you can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/prolificfire or on Facebook at propertystacy.com. No, that's facebook.com/prophetstacy, sorry. Or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, the Lord has blessed this ministry. We are on iTunes, so if you're away from your computer but you have an iPad or iPod or an iPhone even, you can find us on iTunes. It's a free podcast. Just search Prolific Fire with Prophetess Stacy. And I want to be with you. I want to go wherever you go. If you're going to work, going to the gym, going for a walk, just wherever you're going, I want the encouraging word of the Lord to be with you to make sure that you can make it through to the glory of God. Also, some of you all have brought it to my attention that God has put it on your heart that you would like to sow into this ministry. If that's you, and only if God has told you to do so, you can go to the ministry's blog page at fire1320.wordpress.com. That's fire1320.wordpress.com. And scroll down the page after reading the blog, of course, and you will find a link that takes you directly to PayPal. And you can send a donation to the email address, prolificfire@gmail.com. I so appreciate you, and if you sow into this ministry, I do believe that you will receive a prophet's reward. In closing, I'm going to play Chambers, which has become my favorite worship song. It's by Catherine Mullins. I played it in the intro, and I just want to close with it on tonight. I pray that it take you directly into the presence of God, and always know that you are loved, and you can go to God. I don't care what's going on. You can go to him. He loves you. You can come into his chambers. Good night. Thank you.
I was created to win. Welcome to